Laura speaking.
Hi, Laura, how are you?
Oh, hi. I thought it was you. I was just ringing you. Sorry. Putting you on
Yeah,
speaker.
just give me a
Is
second.
this Akash?
Am I audible now?
Hello?
Hello, am I audible?
Hi. Is that
Yep.
Akash?
Oh, yes, Akash.
Hi. Yeah, this is Laura calling from Crystal Recruitment Group, Bluestone People Labour here. I spoke yesterday about you doing a reference for me.
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you available now?
Yes, I can give 10, 15 minutes. Yep.
Yeah, perfect. I will make it quick then. Can I just double check your the company that you worked for with Shabom and your position?
Yes, I'm working with the Mitcham Council. I'm a project engineer here. And I have worked with Shubham here as one of the asset officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was you his direct manager?
Technically, yes, because it was more like we required assistance for conditional assessment. So it's not a big council, but it's mainly we require certain assistance. So what we do is we hire person through the agency. So it's not like it's a hiring. We just do a contract with the other companies. They give us the asset officer and then we do everything within our capacity. Yeah.
Yep, perfect. Obviously just going through the legality side of it. So my name is Laura Emery. I'm calling to conduct a reference for Shubham Shaparia. He's been considered a position for the Shire of East Pilbara. Your details have been provided to me. And are you prepared to provide a reference? And do you give consent for client disclosure, candidate disclosure, and do I have permission to proceed?
Yes.
Perfect. How long did he work with Mitcham Council for?
To be honest, I joined Mitcham in March, so he was there when I joined. So
Yeah.
I had two different positions. So I worked with him nearly like 3 months, and then
Yeah.
I just got promoted. So I'm also doing another thing now. But I worked with him nearly 3 to 4 months, not sure exact date, but
Yeah.
definitely after March, yeah.
Right, okay,
Yep.
perfect. Thank you. Would you rehire him?
Oh, definitely. I think we are still having a contract with the company, so yes,
Oh, yeah.
definitely. We have annual based things, so every year we just take 2 to 3 months on. Once we finish the job, they are free to go and they just do their other jobs. But yeah, it's just a conditional assessment throughout the council. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. What main duties and responsibilities did he have in your business? Sorry,
So
at Mitcham.
our main focus was just to get the conditional assessment and get the priority list to look at the capital program. So we are having kind of a small council based on that. What we need is we have 10-year projection that what we're going to do. But in that 10-year projection, we need to know every year, is there anything that we need to push and back to the sequences based on the asset condition? We need to do a condition assessment, and then we revised all the capital list every year. So all the tasks he used to do is just to get the condition, look at the roads, footpaths, stormwaters, and all the capital assets we have, and then looking forward to that, it's more about putting all the details into the GIS. We use IntraMaps here, but it's more about putting into the GIS and we just upload it and then we can utilize from our end. So it was just restricted to that part only.
Yeah, perfect. Can you describe his overall job performance and his key strengths?
I would say he's good at detailed things. I would say while detailing, like sometimes I have some issues with when I'm working with spreadsheet and things, you get confused a lot of different things because he has to manage GIS as well as condition and different spreadsheet. So I think I never found any, what can I say, the errors in that. from him. So he's good at, I would say, what do you call it? Accuracy?
Yeah.
Attention to detail? Yep, I will say he's good at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Can you describe his ability to manage and maintain civil infrastructure assets and public works sticking to like the deadlines?
Yes, we don't have much of deadline here, but yes, we always go through like 3 months contract, and yeah, he has been, I mean, what I know is he was well within the limit. And in terms of ability, I would say he was the only guy from the organization, and he handled quite well because we have different teams, design and delivery teams. And sometimes he has to answer some things with delivery team that why you choose this over that. But he has been good. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. How did he perform when coordinating projects or maintenance programs that involved multiple stakeholders, obviously yourself, operations team, finance, contractors, or any local government representatives?
I would say excellent because, yeah, with the capital, you always need to count the budget in, and then he gets the list. And once he gets the list, as I just mentioned earlier, he has to coordinate with delivery team just to make sure things are clear and in the way. So, yes, I think it's great. I would say it's excellent. He is managing really good.
Perfect. Did you ever see Shubham demonstrate problem solving and critical thinking skills in the role while he was working with you? Like any problems arise or anything?
Not much technical because it's all being stepwise. We have already following this system from like quite 4 or 5 years. But I would say one time I can recall is when we had issue with the technical data, like he sent all the uploads to the GIS and it didn't happen. So he has his all the data backed up, and I like the fact that sometimes people just feels annoying to, you know, copy paste the data from one to other, but he was been ready for that if somehow technology doesn't work, he has his own backup. So I was really grateful that he had that backup. Otherwise, we would have messed up everything. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. And it saved a bit of time. Perfect. How did he go with his capability with the asset management systems, spreadsheets or GIS that you guys use, or any technical tools?
Yep. I think he went really good. I mean, I would say we never had any trouble in terms of data and accuracy. And, yep, sometimes our systems are down, things are either other way around, but, yeah, sometimes he has to redo it because of the server errors. But, yeah, he's been fine.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
And what GIS systems do you use at Mitchell?
We use IntraMaps from TechOne.
IntraMaps.
From TechOne. TechOne is one of the local government tools. I mean, most of the councils use, yep.
Yeah, I think the Shire, they use Synergy.
Synergy?
I'm not
that detailed, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, I think because obviously they use Synergy because with them being, I don't know maybe whether it's a WA system, but yeah, I think that's why they like to know how they cope with different systems and mapping and stuff like that. Like, do they get along with it? Do they learn quick and stuff like that?
I think I always come across this when in different meetings, we always had conflicts between ArcGIS and our IntraMaps. So yeah. I'm not sure whether they are working in ArcGIS, but definitely we are in IntraMaps, and that's what I know. Sorry, I couldn't.
Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. This role involves working in a regional and remote environment with broad responsibilities. How do you think he would adapt working independently or in a smaller multi-skilled team?
Well, it's little bit difficult to say yes or no on that note, but yes, he was the only person from his organization, mainly responsible from the organization for us. And yep, with the regional, I would say, yeah, we are pretty much kind of a hilly area and remote, I would say. But yeah, he's been good. It's kind of odd for me, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more because it is a regional Shire. The teams are really small. So I think it's saying, like, can he work independently or with a small team?
He can work independently. He has worked independently. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Was there anything else that you'd like to add to end this reference today?
No, I think, yep, it was a good relation. We never had any conflicts or anything. Yep, it was always in standard terms and always followed procedures. Yep, I don't remember any time we had heat up argument or anything with any team member or any departments in this council. So, yep, it was a good experience. Yep. We don't know if going up or applying somewhere, but that's fine.
Yeah. Awesome. I really do appreciate your time today going through that reference with me, and I'll let you get on with the rest of your day.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.